Welcome back to Beyond the Paddock. I'm your host, Sarah, and today we are going to be discussing the Miami Grand Prix. Now, yes, we are very, very late posting this overview, this podcast. I was traveling for work. So yes, we're just going to do a quick little overview on the Miami Grand Prix. So basically, we've just been scouring the internet, all of social media to come up with like huge topics of conversation after Miami. And we're just going to do this quick overview right before our triple header starts. So this weekend, we're in Italy, then Monaco, then Spain. So let's dive right into it. So congratulations to Lando Norris. Miami was a sprint weekend and we saw him come on top and he won the sprint race. Now, the big question coming out of this weekend was, did Verstappen cost Norris the race? He was the likely winner. And looking at the telemetry, after the race, he was faster than his teammate Piastri. So it did show that Norris was ahead of Piastri. He was faster. We saw Piastri's engineers on lap 49 having to use Norris's data to help Piastri stay ahead. Now, a huge congratulations to Oscar on his win, his third win in a row. So we're not like not to downplay his victory at all, but we did see like Norris was able to, after a disastrous start with Verstappen and him dropping into sixth, he was able to basically crawl his way back to second, and he was cutting down the time between him and Piastri quite steadily. And by lap 52, he did have it down to 3 seconds. So there was a lot of talk about, had the incident with Verstappen not happen, would we have seen Piastri on top? And we are going to go with the data here. We did feel that Norris had fastest lap, and he was taking a half lap out of Piastri by lap 47, and he was able to close the gap after he had dropped down to sixth, and we saw him really, really reduce the time. So we feel that he was the quicker McLaren, and he would have had the likely win. Now, moving forward to the whole debacle with Ferrari and the swapping between Hamilton and Leclerc. Now, there was some like discussion that maybe like each of the pit walls were communicating with the driver separately, but the drivers weren't realizing that a swap was being asked for. Hamilton called out the team about horrible teamwork, brought up that he swapped in China and it shouldn't have taken 3 laps to swap, and it was wasting his time to hunt down Antonelli. And then should Leclerc have been swapped faster once they were seeing data, and it took until like lap 52 to switch Leclerc back up front and really cost him any chance of like chasing down Antonelli as well. So Ferrari just seems to be a bit of a dumpster fire right now and not going well. Also, what else did we see this weekend come forward? Oh, we saw Red Bull put in a protest against George Russell after the race, alleging that he failed to slow under a yellow under the virtual safety car. And it was dismissed. This protest was dismissed as it showed that he did comply and he was able to retain his third place podium finish. So we saw Piastri winning the Miami Grand Prix. Second was Norris. Third was Russell. And the constructors now have McLaren on top, leading Mercedes by 105 points. So your top five in the constructors are McLaren, Mercedes, Red Bull, Ferrari, and Williams. And absolutely seeing complete McLaren dominance here. Both McLarens crossed the finish line a full 30 seconds ahead of George Russell in third. And we see Piastri still leading the World Driver Championship. He's only 16 points ahead of Norris. So we have the top five for World Driver Championship is Piastri, Norris, Verstappen, Russell, and Leclerc. So heading into this weekend, we are seeing also the dumpster fire of Alpine, their drama going on. So we saw after the Miami Grand Prix, we saw Oliver Oakes, the team principal, stepping down. He flew home to Dubai. There's allegations of his brother being involved in illegal activities. We see Flavio now having full control stepping up as team principal, full control over at Alpine, which in itself is a nightmare. We see Doan out. He was only given 6 races and failed to impress. And what's even creepier in this is Flavio is one of Doan's managers. So fired by his own manager. We see Calapinto coming in to replace Jack. But he has only been given a 5 race contract. So we'd like to add here that rules state that you can only use 4 drivers in a season. So after Colapinto, they'll only have 1 more to use because we have Gasly, then we have Doan, and now we have Colapinto. So they could after the 5 races, if they're not happy with Franco's performance, he could be out. Arone could come in next, and then ultimately they could keep rotating through their 4 drivers. So we could see Jack back ultimately as well. So it's going to be a very interesting weekend ahead in Italy. We're really looking forward to the triple header coming up. And just as a side note, pull up the F1 YouTube page and go watch the race of the Lego cars. It was hilarious. The drivers, like, it was nice to see them laughing, having a great old time. And it was a real fun watch. So thank you for being with us today in this quick overcap of the Miami Grand Prix. And we'll be back with you Monday to overview the Grand Prix in Italy. Thank you.